American teenagers over there. He's in the swim meet and he's like, there's 12 empty seats right next to him.
Sorry, what's your name?
Justin Quest.
And you're from where, Justin?
I'm from the States.
From the States, and you are?
Australia.
Hua.
I'm Steve from Sydney.
And Steve. Well, here's Australia and America trying to get into these live sites, and you're having problems. Could you explain to us just exactly the problems that you're actually having with getting into these sites?
I just need I just want to go into Olympic Park.
Yeah.
I don't even want into the venues.
Yeah.
At this point, I just want into Olympic Park.
Yeah.
And I can't get in.
Get in. Yeah.
And likewise, I'm come all the way out here to be part of the festival, celebrate the Olympic, and I've been told I have to buy a ticket, and you know I have to get internet.
That was not information given to us prior.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was not. Exactly. I mean, there's lack of information. What I didn't realize.
And why you were saying to us that the experience in Sydney was massively different.
Oh, absolutely. It's extreme end to the scale to my current experience of how they run in the game at the moment, because it's such a big festival in Sydney, and everything is, you know, all the sites are free to wander around.
Yeah.
I don't get
at a large candy store as a kid and being told to stand outside.
Yeah. And what's interesting is the venues are lying empty because the corporate sponsors are not filling them. Now, they could easily fill them by giving them to you or you or you. What's your views on that?
Well, they should, in every seat that's empty after the venue starts, should be up for resale.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not happening. So, or it's happening after the fact. It's under investigation. But in fact, the investigation is going to get done, 2 weeks from now when the Olympics are over.
Yeah, and how do you feel having traveled for the States for this, and this is what you've got?
Well, I brought 12 teenagers that want to be part of the experience. So not only am I a chaperone, I'm a coach, I'm a leader of this group, and they're all left disappointed because I'll have to give them an hour and a half free time in a mall, which they can go to America and see.
Yeah.
So let's all get tickets. How do we do that?
This will be loaded up actually and stuff like that. What would you like to happen right now? Obviously, you want to get a ticket.
Oh, I think they need to review very quickly how they can allow, you know, the people that wander up to see the Olympic Park to get in there, and these corporate sponsors. I mean, this is the biggest sporting event, and you know it's not the first time it's been held. I don't know why lessons aren't being learned from previous Olympics that should be passed on from one Olympic committee to another. To you know have a family that doesn't have the money to even enter Olympic Park to come down and share it with everybody and just get soak up the atmosphere.
This guy's got 12 kids over here as well who are now sitting in a mall. Can get that anywhere.
We're in the States, right? I mean, I've got a States phone. I've got my European phone, but I can't get on the internet on this phone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn on my my iPhone and be charged my data plan a god awful amount just to get a ticket that I didn't know I had to have. So, you know what? We're all three. We're going to scout some tickets, and we're going to get in somewhere. You guys ready?
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Can you help us?